Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And you can just sense in harness racing that the stars are starting to come back through trials and races and all over it for a Wednesday edition of On The Pace. Good morning to Chris Barsby.
Andrew, good morning to you and good morning everyone. I hope the week is finding you well. Tonight we've got harness racing at Tamworth. Normally we're venturing to Bathurst, but tonight we go to Tamworth. 10 races there, Penrith tomorrow night, Newcastle on Friday night, and a big program coming through at Monangle on Saturday night. More on that in a little bit later, but there is plenty of stars up and about. Of course, our Uncle Sam was back at the trials on Monday night at Bathurst. As we know, he's not headed to Victoria for the Cup coming up on Saturday week, but they are getting him ready for the New Zealand features of the New Zealand Cup plus the Inter Dominion. More on him a little bit later. Yesterday at Monangle, it was a great day of racing. One of the winners that caught my eye was the last race winner, the Claimer, Untitled. He's been a good horse for all of the connections that have had him during his career. He's now under the care of Shane and Naomi Sanderson. He was able to take out the last with young Cameron Hart driving us, and he joins us online now, Cameron. Cameron, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Hey, Chris. No problem.
He's been a great old horse, Untitled, still doing the job, recently joining Shane's team, and he's now won two races.
Yeah, no, he's doing a really good job. He's a lovely old horse to have around, and lucky enough to get a couple of wins out of him early on since we've had him, and he was really strong yesterday and got the job done.
If I could say this, he looks like he's made for Monangle. The big open spaces certainly would suit him.
Yeah, that's right. He can get a knee a bit, and the big track certainly helps him. And he's a really strong horse, and you know, if you can get him up on the pace, he races really well there.
All right, good to hear. Now, you've got four drives coming up on Saturday night. I'll go through them in just a moment. But just on you and looking back at the last season, 95 winners for the season in New South Wales. You ended up fifth on the premiership. Were you really overjoyed and chuffed with the efforts that you got last year, or the results that you got last year?
Yeah, definitely. I sort of didn't expect to get as many wins as I did, and you know, had a lot of support from good trainers and owners. But it was definitely a shock to get close to the 100. But hopefully, coming into the new season, we can keep it going and maybe try and crack the 100.
So that is the target. Is that something in the back of your mind now to try and get that century?
Yeah, it is a little. I just sort of try and go week by week and not think about it too much. But, no, it would be nice to get the century, but we'll see how we go.
Just on last season and getting the 95 New South Wales wins, what were the expectations going into last season?
Yeah, I didn't have any real expectations, really. I was just hoping to sort of, you know, keep driving winners. Yeah, try and get a couple of feature wins, which I was lucky enough to get. And, yeah, hopefully we can sort of continue that into this season.
You're a young man on the up. I've got to ask the question, role models. Is there a driver that's still competing or interstate-based? Is there a driver that stands out for you that you really sort of look up to?
Definitely Luke McCarthy and Blake Fitzpatrick in Sydney. I'm lucky enough to drive against those guys every week, and they're probably, you know, the best in the sport, so it's good to keep a close eye on those guys.
Yeah, two great guys, no doubt about that. How do you rate the current drivers colony down there in Sydney, in particular at Monangle?
Yeah, no, really good. That's a good lot of drivers down here. You know, the top sort of 10, 15 drivers around Monangle are really good, and sort of the results all come down to sort of what horsepower you have, really.
It seems like a really good mix as well. There's youth and there's experience. The younger guys, they're keen, they're hungry, and they're very talented.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good young drivers coming through, and yeah, a lot of really good senior drivers as well in the ranks, and now we're all able to learn off them.
Originally, you're from the Riverina area?
Yeah, I'm originally from Junee, down near Wagga, and started off driving sort of my first 12, 18 months down there with my uncle Trevor White, and had a lot of support from other trainers, and it all started there, and I was lucky enough to make the move to Shane and Naomi's stable, and it's been a really good one.
Okay, just going back to the Junee days, there's been a lot of good horsemen from the Junee area. Bruce Hartley still goes around. He's driven a lot of good horses, so it can produce a top-flight horseman.
Yeah, that's for sure. Bruce is my second cousin, and there's a lot of good horsemen down there and a lot of good trainer drivers. So, I think the Hancocks as well from down there, so there's plenty of talent around.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to ask then, you're based with Shane and Naomi Sanderson at Menangle. Shane's a Queenslander. How did this association get off the ground?
Yeah, I was just sort of looking to make the move to the city to get some more opportunities, and I noticed he had a stable going really well at the time, and he didn't really have a set stable driver, so I just gave him a ring, and sort of it all started from there, really.
Yeah, you haven't looked back. The success has been really good.
Yeah, for sure. Shane's sort of building his stable up. It's getting stronger and stronger all the time, and now we're getting some nice quality horses through the barn now, so the results are coming now, which is good.
Yeah, Shane and Naomi got their own young boy coming through now as a young driver. I think he got his first win last week with Donnie Boston, Ryan Sanderson. He's probably looking up to you now. Do you help him out with advice going forward?
Yeah, I try and give him some tips and pointers. And he's a great young kid, Rhino, and he's got the first one out of the way now, and I'm sure there'll be many more for him.
Yeah, he's a graduate of the Mini Trots?
Yeah, he started off the Mini Trots in Queensland, and then come down here, and he had a couple of ponies with his sister Abby, so they went through the Mini Trots, yeah.
Yeah, good to see, good to see. Let's talk about your drives on Saturday night at Menangle. Four drives for you, three of which are for Shane. In race one, Di Kerry, last starter runner at Menangle behind the Flying Ray's Choice. He draws nicely here. How do you assess him?
Yeah, his last start effort was awesome. He got held up and probably didn't get out to the furlong, and he charged home in a 51 mile, and sort of surprised me a little bit. He's running through the line, and I think the step up to the 2300 will really suit him. He's a bit of a sort of grinding type, so the good barrier, he should be there about.
Yeah, just looking at it, he was a winner at this track in trip 3 runs ago, and I think you're right. The longer they go, the better he seems to be.
Yeah, it just takes a little bit to wind up, so sometimes they can be a bit sharp over the mile for him, but up to the 2300, he'll be right up in it.
Okay, we go across to race three, Lochinver. He's a veteran. He's had a few stables. He was down the line at Penrith last time out. Is he a roughie in this race?
Yeah, he's a roughie. He's come up with not a bad barrier, but last start at Penrith, he was hard held to the line and didn't have a lot of luck. So hopefully he's got a bit of confidence out of that. And if he can get an even trip, I'm sure he'll finish off well.
All right, the Group 3 feature on Saturday night is the Kevin Newman Cup, and you will drive Lurum Creek. This guy's going super. Third last week against Bling It On and Lord Zinzan, and the time was excellent. How did you rate his effort last week?
Yeah, his effort was massive. Probably the first time he's had a good draw in quite a while, so sort of took advantage of that, and I had the burn to hold Bling It On early, and probably that first furlong was really quick, and no, he battled on really well, and he wasn't far away. So I think no Bling It Ons this week. He should be there about.
The 7-day backup won't cause any concerns?
No, he's he was only really second up there from a bit of a break last week. So he's fresh enough, and he should go well.
All right. So he'll just keep targeting these good class races, you know, each and every week.
Yeah, we'll sort of. Earlier on in the season, we were sort of aiming for the Victoria Cup, but he'll probably have to win on Saturday to be a chance of getting in that race, so we'll see how he goes.
All right, well, fingers crossed. We wish you well there. And in the last, the trot, you're teaming up with Team Rando here, Sunset Tour, a winner 4 runs ago. Has he got a chance in this race?
Yeah, we're back to the 2300 stand, which is what he really likes, and he's won a couple recently in those conditions, so come up with the front row, and I think he'll be hard to beat, yeah.
All right. Is Lurum Creek the pick of your drives on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think so. Coming up with a good barrier again, and, you know, his effort last week was really good, so I'm rating him a good chance.
All right. Fingers crossed that he wins that race and maybe forces his way into the Victoria Cup. It'd be a great effort to get into a race like the Victoria Cup. Cameron, as always, appreciate the time. Really wish you well for the current season. You're off to a good start, and let's hope the winners keep coming.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. Cheers.
There's Cameron Hart joining us. So, yeah, big season last season, 95 winners in New South Wales. He had a few winners up here in Queensland as well. So we're hoping that he can break the century mark down in Sydney for this current term. I mentioned earlier, our Uncle Sam, he was back at the trials on Monday night and he trialled well. It was a come-from-behind victory in that trial and his time was strong. And as we know, he's not going to be set for the Victoria Cup on Saturday week. They're looking long-term, looking at those features coming up in New Zealand. So the New Zealand Cup plus the Inter-Dominion Series in Auckland. Brad Hewitt, he's got a couple of new Kiwis arriving at his stables in the next week or two. So that's good news. There might be a Canberra Raiders flavour about them as well. So we'll wait with interest there. But the team's certainly going well. Don Boston yesterday, 11 years of age, start number 200. He's absolutely flying for Brad Abbott, so a job well done. And Ryan Sanderson had a winning drive on him at Newcastle recently, which was Ryan's first, so congratulations to young Ryan. And the Lexington Yearling Sale is underway as we speak, and there's plenty of Australian interest as well, because a number of stallions that are represented in that sale are based down here, and it's all important for the breeders looking ahead to the yearling sales. And before we know it, those yearling sales won't be too far away coming up in the early part of the new year. So there's plenty to look forward to from those sales over there in North America. That is On the Pace for this Wednesday. Plenty more coming up tomorrow. Andrew, there's plenty of great harness racing action just around the corner. Victoria Cup night, Saturday week.
And they or pre-nom market is there for the Victoria Cup with San Carlo, the favourite at $5. And Bling It On is there at $7.50.